Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
She said it because of his wet blanket energy. Unhinged. That's actually unhinged.
Well, that wraps up Joey's season of The Bachelor. How does it feel to make it to this finish line? One that you almost didn't even start, Jackie.
I know. Who thought we would be here at the end? Truly not me. I don't know. It feels okay. I think I have mixed feelings. I think the end of the episode where they announce our new bachelorette left me in a tizzy, which we can get to after we recap the episode as a whole. But what did you think of this episode when we were just talking right now before we started recording? You said it was like one of the best finales ever. And I simply like don't think I agree. I think it was pretty boring and pretty predictable.
Was it part of that because you knew what was going to happen?
No. There is an aspect to that. But no, I just think like what about it was so good? Like he picked someone and that's that.
Okay, so many elements. First and foremost, we were spoiled towards the end. Yeah. As you guys know, we had that Patreon episode with Reality Steve. So we knew that he originally said Daisy wins and then changed it later and said that Kelsey wins. We knew that. Mm-hmm. And then we knew that the unprecedented ending was Daisy essentially like ends things with Joey because she knows it's not her.
Yeah.
We did not know that Daisy and Kelsey ride in like the car over to the final mm-hmm. rose together and that Kelsey literally waits in the car while Daisy goes and breaks up with him. Like I wrote Steve and I'm like, holy shit, like this is another layer I didn't know. And it almost makes me like, I always strive to be unspoiled, but I do think being unspoiled is a better watch because a lot of that is more exciting and new. Like that moment when we saw them in the car, like everyone that was watching gasped. I'm sure you did.
Yes, but also like what did it do for us? Like it was I would have liked it more, I think, if there were like greater implications to them being in the car together. Like them just being in the car together, all it really gave us was like a shot of them in the car. And then we moved on to Daisy walking out as if it was like the same, back to normal.
It was just such a girl power moment. And I feel like this season as a whole, like I'm going to look back on it as like girls supporting girls. Obviously, yeah. There's some moments in there where there isn't so much of that girl supporting mm-hmm. girls thing. But like Daisy leaving the breakup with Joey and then saying to Kelsey, like, your mom's looking down on you and she's going to be so proud of you and hugging her. Like that was just such a beautiful moment. And we haven't seen something like that. And I just loved that we got to see them. And like Daisy's so fucking mature.
She is.
Like you're heartbroken and you're losing someone that you thought you were going to marry and you're still able to like put on a brave face because your friend gets the happy ending that you wanted. Mm-hmm. Like that's a really cool, mature girl. And I have a lot of respect for her after seeing that.
No,
so
yeah.
That alone. Also, I really believe that Kelsey loves him. Like she mm-hmm. loves him with her soul. And there's a lot of times in the finale you believe they're caught up in the moment mm-hmm. and the show. But with Kelsey and Joey, I feel like this is it, guys. I feel like they're going to get married, hopefully.
Yeah, I guess. But like to me, it didn't give any like shot. Like it wasn't Barb in the Box. You know what I mean? Like I feel like that
it'll never be Barb in the Box,
is an amazing
Jackie.
Finale. I know we're never going to get to Barb in the Box ever again. Yeah, even those moments that you're bringing up, I think were nice moments. But yeah, overall, I don't think I was like captivated on the edge of my seat.
Okay, sure. Not dramatic, but
yeah,
but,
not dramatic.
But nice. But nice, sure, to nice. See. And different. Better than like the classic. I feel like the classic finale is like the guy is torn between two. He dumps the one and then chooses. And it's like very predictable. This had a little bit of a twist. It made it a little more interesting than the more predictable season. Something that I did make a note of, though, mm-hmm. the line of Joey saying, "This has never happened before," didn't air in the finale.
So true.
And that is the line that they played every single week in the trailer.
Right.
Also, Jesse, do you mean to tell me that the scene of Daisy politely leaving is the scene that Joey had to leave the stage for at the Women Tell All? I think they say stuff on this show and they know we're going to move on and forget. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm rewinding the tapes. Joey left the stage and you told the audience like, Joey has to leave the stage now because what he's about to see is too heart-wrenching for him. Daisy was like, "Hey, I know it's not me. Best of luck."
I know.
That's what you had to leave the stage for? Come on.
Well, I think that just goes, furthers my point of like how the finale wasn't super dramatic, good, exciting, whatever you want to call it, because I feel like they spent the whole season trying to make us think that something else happened just for the sake of like getting people more invested. Even at the top of this episode, Jesse kept saying things like, "Or does he have no one?" And it's like, dude, shut up. Like, this could not be like more, other than the whole thing with Daisy going to Kelsey's room and them taking the car together, which was nice to see. This could not have been more of a cookie cutter ending. And they kept trying to make it be like,
yeah, oh, no, you're so like, right.
Is he with no one? Is there something that happens after the filming? Oh, and this and this and this.
All
and
it's just of like, your favorites are back.
Right. It's like, dude, like this was pretty, almost as cookie cutter as like when Becca Kufrin picked Garrett. I felt that season was very cookie cutter. Like it was like, yes, she's engaged. Yep. I picked the person. It's that, we're done. This was pretty much that, except for one little teensy tiny detail. And even that You're detail right. was like 5 minutes. And it was a nice moment between Kelsey and Daisy. We saw a shot of them in the car together. And then that was it. And then they, it's not like, you know what would have been iconic? If they walked down hand in hand
together
to Joey, yes, and said, and like had a conversation, like the two of them, that is television, Jesse Palmer.
Yeah. That's something that you leave the stage for because you don't want to relive it.
Yeah. Like, could you imagine his heart when he sees the girl that he's literally going to get engaged to, like holding hands with Daisy, the girl that he plans to dump, like right now?
Yeah, no. Ah! That would have been iconic. No, you're right. I actually do agree that this was a pretty cookie cutter ending, yeah, with that one twist. I think that one twist was so shocking, though. And people are saying online, like, that scene will go down in the history books. Mm-hmm. It has never happened. They weren't lying about that.
Sure.
Like, and we told you guys, though, too, like, was this an unprecedented ending that you're going to shit your pants over? No, but I do think it's cool. I think that photo of them in the car is like, should be hung in a museum somewhere. I do think ABC is like addicted to the high that they got organically from Colton's season, from Ari's season, from Hannah Brown's season. And they're like, or Peter Weber's. And those things all like actually did happen and they lucked out. And every season they try to like manufacture it again and make it happen again because they're like, well, we have to have. I remember with like Peter's season, they're like, the season isn't over. Peter doesn't even know how it ends. And I'm like, how the fuck does he doesn't know how it ends? He was there. Like, stop fucking making shit up. And I feel like this is going to just keep happening, that there always has to be something. There always is a hook. Even on Katie's season.
Yeah.
It said something happened that never happened before. And it's that the person that comes mid-season wins. Like, it's so like specific.
Right. Like the person who was picked had purple socks on the day of the proposal.
Joey ate a sandwich.
Right. He ate a salami sandwich. Never been done before. They only have ham normally.
Usually they have ham and he really just opted for salami.
Yeah.
But like they don't ever get called out, or maybe they do. Just, you know, I don't see it. But they don't typically get called out because people now, no one's thinking about last week. Everyone's thinking about Joey and Kelsey and like what happened tonight and the new Bachelorette. No one's thinking about the fact that they've been hyping up all season. Even Joey getting the note from Kelsey. He's like, right, this is my worst nightmare. She misses you.
Right.
That's what happened.
I know.
Just really crazy.
I guess I'm just like, why were those seasons with like Ari, Hannah Brown able to happen back then and they're not able to happen now? Like what?
is different. What was the most recent? What's the most recent one? I mean, kind of Clayton, even though I feel like Clayton was kind of like a little bit of a forgettable season for the most part, but Clayton's ending was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Rose Ceremony from Hell. Like, that was some good TV. Mm-hmm. Clayton's Corner.
Mm-hmm. Aw, miss him. XOXO.
And that was only two Bachelor seasons ago. But he probably doesn't fall in the category of what you're talking about. Like, the Hannah Brown with the Jed at the end. Like, any season that requires, like a sit-down at a location.
I love a season that ends where they have to pick up cameras after the season, like, is wrapped of that proposal day and, like, fill us in on things that went down after filming stopped. I think that's the key. Focus on that, guys. Like, stop trying to make these, like, fake storylines, and why don't you focus on, once the show is wrapped, like, causing problems for the final couple?
Yeah.
Like, why are you not poking holes? Like, throughout this whole time while the show was airing, why aren't you poking holes in, like, Kelsey and Joey and, like, trying to get, like, a breakup or some sort of dramatic, or, like, tell Daisy to, like, reach back out to him, or, like, I don't know, something. That's where you need to be focusing your energy. Oh, this has never happened before, when it, like, clearly basically almost has.
I mean, it hasn't.
I know, but like...
Okay, wait. Well, let's recap from the top, because I do think there's, like, so many... There was a lot of really good moments in this finale. But before we get into it, we need to tell you guys about Jennifer Aniston's amazing hair care brand, Lola V. Right before this finale, I was actually in the shower washing my hair, and I did the intensive repair treatment. And after I got out of the shower, I did my glossing detangler, blew my hair out, had, like, my hair serum, and my hair is feeling so soft and silky, and just everything in this hair care line is just a win. And Jennifer Aniston, if she knows anything, it's hair.
Yeah, guys, I honestly use this shampoo every single day. It's become, like, my go-to shampoo. It smells amazing. It's such a great shampoo because it has no silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and it's also cruelty-free and vegan.
I also love their, they have the perfect leave-in conditioner that just makes your hair so soft and silky. And then, like I said, I put this, like, hair serum in. It's actually called their lightweight hair oil. When you do a blowout, like, sometimes you need that, like, extra gloss at the end to give you, like, the salon look, and the one from Lola V is top notch. So if you guys want to get your hands on Lola V, you can get 15% off your entire order if you go to lolav.com, that's lolave.com, and use code SHE'SALLBATCH at checkout. That's lolav.com with code SHE'SALLBATCH at checkout, and that's 15% off. Also, I want to tell you guys about Honey Love, because I am wearing my crossover bra right now. I'm in my pajamas recapping the show for you guys, and I love my Honey Love bra because it doesn't have an underwire, but I have the same lift as if it does have an underwire. And I think that's how Honey Love stands apart from its competitors, because it's so soft and so silky, you would assume, oh, well, your boobs are not going to be supported. But I actually feel like I have more support in my Honey Love bra than I do in my regular bra.
Yeah. No, it's actually so funny you say that you're wearing your Honey Love bra, because I'm also wearing my Honey Love bodysuit literally right now. I've told you guys how much I love the bodysuits. I love them so much. Like, I love them for so many different uses. Like, it's a good, like, go-to, like, little outfit, put on, like, bodysuit and jeans. But also recently what I've been loving to do is wearing my bodysuit under, like, if I'm putting, like, a sweater on over it, or even, like, another top over, like, using it as, like, a bra, shapewear, and just, like, general support. Also, I literally throw a Honey Love bodysuit under almost every outfit.
Yeah, and so many of you guys have DM'd me about Honey Love. You need to check it out. Go to their website. Go to honeylove.com/she'sallbatch20. Enter that full link. That's how you get our discount. honeylove.com/she'sallbatch20, and that's going to get you 20% off your entire order. And it's for a limited time only. So if you're going to make moves, it's going to need to be now. Again, that's honeylove, honeylove.com/she'sallbatch20.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
Okay, so let's get into this finale.
Let's dive on in. Oh my God, remember when we used to dive before?
Can you dive for me? Can you jump on in?
5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm pretty sure I still have the splash soundbite in my folder of soundbites. I should give you guys a tour of my folder of soundbites, like funny ones that I haven't even used in a really long time, but like obviously the classics, like the Olsen twins. Mm-hmm. Like I save those because I'm like, I use them all the time, so I want to keep them, but I'm pretty sure I have the splash in there still. So we'll throw the splash in for old time's sake. Okay, so we are introduced to the finale. This is a star-studded audience, and I will say, Caitlin Bristow did say on social media today that she wasn't invited, which wasn't as shocking until I saw the audience. And like everyone who's literally ever like received a rose in their life was in this audience. So it is kind of crazy that Caitlin didn't get the invite.
Yeah, that is peculiar. I was most notably surprised at chicks in the office that were just randomly sitting there. I'm like, if they can go, why can't we go?
Because ABC doesn't like us.
I know, but that was my biggest takeaway. I'm like, ugh, if they're there, we can be there one day. I really have faith. We can be there.
We're going to have to sneak in like three dogs in a trench coat, though, because they're not, if they know it's us, they'll be like, get the fuck out. But yeah, maybe we can go with like a trench coat and like a fake mustache. Like Charity's brother on night one.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to go in. They'll be like, why do those two girls have mustaches? But we'll just blend in with everyone else.
Perfect.
But yeah, I mean, some people that I spotted, Cassie
Randolph?
Yeah, she was sitting with Dalton and Charity.
Oh, I didn't see her.
And then Susan, Kathy, Leslie, Sandra, who are like the new Askin. Mm-hmm. Like they've just completely booted the other two. And now Leslie and Sandra are like the new ones. Maria and Lauren, not Allison, randomly, that I didn't see at least. Rachel and Gabby, Leia, and then the most recent Rachel, she was actually sitting with Leia.
Gary, Teresa. Who else? I'm trying to think.
There was like some random Paradise guys. Who was the guy that people said was like Ken? You know who I'm talking about.
I probably do.
He's like the pretty boy. He kind of looked like Jordan Kimball.
No, I do. He was in the audience.
I think that guy, he dated Rachel Recchia in Paradise before she moved on and like actually had real connections.
Yeah, I still don't remember his name.
I'm going to have to Google it. So this is going to be the classic when you guys yell at your radio as you're driving because we don't remember the name.
Radio?
your disc player or whatever the fuck it's called.
Your cassette tape? Like,
what do I even Google? Like, if I don't know his name, what do I say?
Guy okay, who dated gonna, Rachel in Paradise?
Charity cast is probably a better, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Should I give you a hint once I find it?
Sure.
I love these games.
Is it Chris?
Just start guessing. You know who it is? It's Dave.
classic Dave, honestly.
Dave. We still need to like slide into him. Is Charity's guys like free to roam yet?
I don't know.
Has anyone done interviews? Oh, I just passed Dave. His name is Caleb.
Classic.
Okay, hold on. Stand by, everyone. The more you yell at your radio, it's not going to get me to figure it out any sooner. Up to the K's. So it's in the later part of the alphabet. Oh.
Sean?
Okay, no. Yeah.
Sean. I heard you go shh.
So. I mean, guys, if you gave me $5 trillion and said name that man, I wouldn't have been able to.
I know. It's impossible.
Even hearing Sean, it doesn't sound right.
Honestly, like Ken sounds more right.
It doesn't hit the spot. You know when like you're like thinking of something and you can't think of it and then you find it and you're like, oh yeah, that doesn't have the same satisfaction.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, it's Sean, guys.
Sean's in the audience for all that. Sean's in the audience.
Yay. So glad.
Yay. So both of the girls met the families and I feel like in the finales, they typically edit it the same way. They always try to make one look less than the other. Like one has the stronger connection and the family usually doesn't like the one that typically wins. Mm-hmm. In this episode, I feel like Kelsey was getting a lot more of the prepare for the worst talk, like it may not be you, whereas like we didn't see Daisy get that. So right. I still feel like they were trying to edit the show to make the viewer think that it was Daisy.
Yeah.
Did you pick up on that?
A little bit. I do still think, though, that, like, I didn't leave Joey's date with Kelsey thinking, like, anything was awry. Like, they tried to do that a little bit, but they didn't really try that hard. Like, there wasn't, like, scary music or, like, silence in the way that they were kind of trying to play it up, like, with Daisy's date afterwards, like, when she was starting to second guess things. So I still, yeah. I really don't, if they were trying to, like, throw us off in a different direction, I don't think it, like, worked. It didn't really, like, feel that way to me.
Yeah, I guess it was just, like, Kelsey kind of gave, like, the wishy-washy answer when they said, are you, like, ready to get engaged? Mm-hmm. The mom says to her, you could be my future daughter-in-law or you can get your heart broken. It just seemed like they were, like, planting the seeds, kind of like how that conversation with Leslie went. Mm-hmm. When she's like, prepare for the worst.
Yeah.
And we didn't see Daisy get that. Doesn't mean she didn't get that. Right. Like, she could have, but
yeah.
That's not what they were showing us. But yeah, like, it was Daisy's final date with Joey where, like, this is where the episode kind of takes a turn. And this is where I do think it got more interesting.
Yeah.
This is when we texted, actually, and I said to you, the episode could have started here.
Totally.
Well, first and foremost, why the, like, 3 hours? We're going to say it every single finale. I don't care. It's insane.
I know.
It's insane.
And that's why we were texting, because I initially texted you being like, wait, is this 2 hours or three? You said three. And then I was like, ugh, the first hour could have been an email. And it totally could have.
Totally.
They could have started right at the dates.
Yeah, but Daisy very quickly in the final date puts two and two together that it's not her. But Joey mm-hmm. doesn't do her like any favors. I feel like he was saying so many things that made it very obvious
yeah.
that it wasn't yeah. her.
But I kind of respect Joey for that. I think like he knew what he was doing and I think he didn't want to lead her on anymore. He didn't want to hurt her any more than he had to. So I think he handled that the best way possible.
Sure. I mean, what are you going to do? You get damned if you right. do, damned if you don't. You don't want to lead her on till the final rose and then blindside her. So I get it. I guess when it's like that, though, like, I don't know, Gary, how like in the middle of the date with Leslie, like goes back to her room and ends things. Like, I guess if he was feeling mm-hmm. that with Daisy right then and there, like maybe he could have. I mean, when they have to, like, say what their desire is on that date, and he said his desire is to find true happiness, whether it's with each other or just in general.
I know. That was a rough one.
Like, how, I mean, there's no one that hears that line and thinks, like, well, can't wait to get engaged.
I know. At that point, I think, yeah, he probably should have just broken up with her.
Yeah. Then that the nighttime portion, she finally says that she loves him because she didn't say it for a while. She told his sisters, but she didn't tell him. She says mm-hmm. it to him. And he obviously doesn't say it back. But then he, like, says after, I do have a tough decision to make. Some may say impossible. I feel like even if it was me, I wouldn't want, like, my future fiancé to tell me, like, how hard the decision was. Like, I would want to know that it's easy because you love me so much.
Yeah.
So that I just, like, all things he was saying was, like, adding up to it's not you. Because comparing it to how he spoke to Kelsey, it's completely different. There's so many times he could have said to Kelsey, like, well, if it ends up being us, you right. never know. But right. he wasn't talking to her that way.
No, he was very reassuring.
Yeah. So Daisy obviously puts two and two together and she's like, I'm going to have to like make a move. And we see her. She gets all dressed up. She looks gorgeous mm-hmm. in this red dress with her hair in the slick back pony. I loved this look. I fell for it and I fucking knew what happened. I fell for it. I thought she was going to Joey's room.
Oh, no, I didn't fall for it. I know. No. I knew. Come on. I feel like you're the queen of being like, don't fall for their tricks. You never fall for their tricks.
I know. But like, even the best fall down sometimes.
So true. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what are the rest of the words to that song? Even the wrong words seem to rhyme.
Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Oh, the wrong words seem to write.
Even the wrong words seem to write.
T-O-O or to write, like the words write themselves.
T-O-O-R-I-G-H-T. Oh,
the wrong words seem like
too right.
Too right, way too right, those yeah. words. No, the wrong words seem to rhyme. That's how I feel right now. I felt duped.
But why would they rhyme?
Because they're...
But if they're wrong.
Because sometimes they do, because even the best fall down sometimes. Even Stephanie Parker gets duped by The Bachelor sometimes.
Even the wrong words seem too right. I think that makes more sense.
Put that in a tattoo on someone's lower back.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the wrong words, like Joey is going to say to Daisy, like, I don't love mm-hmm. you, I'm picking Kelsey. Like, those are the wrong words, but they seem too right because he knows in his soul that he needs to pick Kelsey.
Too right. Too, way too
even
right.
Even the wrong words seem too right.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
You and I.
Collide. Doo-doo-doo-doo. This is not the first time we've sang the song on this show.
Really?
And I think, yeah, and I think I was making the same joke that...
That the bus fall down?
Yeah, I got something wrong. And I was like, well, even the best fall down sometimes. And then we sang it.
But yeah, they didn't trick me. I knew.
I did not. So she moseys on over, knocks on a door. She knocks twice, which I thought was a little aggressive. Like, she knocks, and then, like, no one came, and then she knocked again. I'm like, Daisy, you know whoever is on the other end of the door has to open it, so yeah, don't worry.
They're already mic'd up. Like, they know you're coming.
There's already a cameraman probably in the room, so you're all good. But it's Kelsey that answers the door, and she's, like, so pleasantly surprised to see Daisy. Like, these girls...
Their friendship,
like, it's
sweet.
Honestly beautiful. Like, these are people I believe are best friends, more so than Gabby and Rachel at that stage.
Honestly, yeah. And these are girls' girls, if I've ever seen girls'
yeah,
girls.
Not saying that Gabby and Rachel weren't, though, because I do think
oh,
they
no,
were girls'
I'm
girls,
just saying,
too.
Like, there was such a conversation this season about, like, who's a girls' girl. Not this is the epitome of girls' girl behavior.
She talks to Kelsey. I was kind of hoping to see more in the scene until we got the shot of them in the car together. I was like, well, wait, what? What was the point? We didn't really get much. We find out that, well, first of all, I feel like Kelsey's like scared shitless. Like, why are you here? And she's like waiting for Daisy to say something. But like, what did they even talk about?
They didn't really say like what the conclusion was, even though it was like implied. I think, you know, Daisy was just trying to like really suss out like, okay, I felt unsure. Like, do you also feel unsure? Or... You know, what was your experience? And the fact that Kelsey said, like, no, I felt pretty validated. Well, then Daisy was like, oh, okay. But had the conversation gone differently, like if Kelsey was also like, no, I'm also feeling really unsure, like he was weird with me too, then I think it would be validation for Daisy to be like, oh, I guess it's anyone's game now. Like, it's maybe he's just feeling weird and nervous about the situation. It's not just me. I think she needed to reach out to Kelsey to be like, oh, is this in my head? Is this just me? Mm. Or is it... Like, both of us going through this.
Yeah, no, that's true. I would have liked to see more, but I think the reason why we didn't see more is because they wanted to shock us with the clip of them in the limo, which came after. Mm-hmm. I audibly gasped. Like, I know that everyone watching at home probably did as well.
Yeah.
And also the fact that, like, Kelsey stays back while Daisy walks down. It's just, like, that's just wild to me. This is so crazy. I did say to my husband, like... Why didn't Daisy stay in the car when Kelsey got engaged? So when she was done, she can congratulate her. But I do think there needs to be some sort of boundary here.
Yeah,
with this
I feel like that might be a wee bit too much. Like I said, though, before, I wish they would have come down together. That would have been so iconic.
It would honestly.
This was fine, too, I guess.
ABC, if you're taking notes, hi, how are you? You're probably listening. Mm-hmm. In next season or a future Bachelor season, have the final two girls break up with him and have them come out of the limo together. And it's a dual breakup.
Nice. That would be good.
So, like, Daisy's speech to him was really sweet. Mm-hmm. It was way better than I thought it would be. She said, like, you're not going to choose me. Like, we both know this, and really owned her shit. I think what I thought locked in her bachelorette
deal. I was about to say, this was the time where I was getting a wee bit concerned that she may swoop in and get the bachelorette. And honestly, I think had she wanted it, it was hers. It really was.
I mean, I think that's the truth because that kind of happened. But was it when she said, I'm going to walk myself out? I was like, oh, there it is. Like, there you go, Daisy. You got it. Like, because I feel like up until then, it was Maria's, or so I thought.
Yeah, I know. And I when she said, she took it from our girl, Maria.
When she said, I think it's best if, like, I walk myself out. I was like, damn, girl. Like, she said, like, you've always said you want what's best for me, and this is me doing what's best for me, like, walking away. I'm like, wow.
It was very powerful.
Can't write that shit.
Except for, like, I feel like someone did write that.
No, I see. I really feel like in that moment it was
she
truly
spontaneously came up with that? No.
It's brilliant. I mean, you never know. There's always
written.
A producer in
she
someone's
knew
ear.
What she
like,
was going to say.
When you walk away, tell him, like, no, I'm going to walk myself. I'm going to hold my own hand. I don't know. I think it was authentic, but sure. I do think there's always someone in your ear. They, like, get in your head. Like, they won't say it in a way like they're telling you, but they, like, get in your head. Like, Daisy, wouldn't, like, don't you feel like you deserve to just, like, walk out of there alone? And, like, I'm sure.
I mean, I feel like, you know, don't they memorize, like, their little speeches beforehand? Like, to when they go up to each other?
Yeah. You don't feel like that was ad-libs?
No.
Off the cuff?
No, improv. I think it was planned. And maybe, like, ad-libbed in the sense that she didn't know exactly when she would say it or like exactly how or what the exact words would be. But I think she had an idea of how she wanted to exit.
Mm-hmm. So Joey lets her go again, mm-hmm. doesn't say the infamous line, "This has never happened before," which I think is so crazy.
I know.
I don't think anyone's going to point that out. So I can't wait for people to hear this because I don't know if anyone noticed that.
I didn't. So thank you for calling it out.
Well, someone will probably find the clip of him saying it and send it to me and tell me that I'm wrong. So I guess we'll see.
What do you think he was saying it? He was probably saying it about like something so random.
No,
like,
I think he was saying it about what happened. I think he was saying it to a producer. I think he was, Daisy left and they have his audio for everything he's saying.
But then why aren't they showing it? Like,
I can't answer that part. But I definitely think he was talking about the fact that Daisy comes and like ends it with him and she knows it wasn't her. Mm-hmm. I wish she said like, "Kelsey's back in the car, just letting you know." Like, I wish there was more of that. But
yeah, yeah.
So she walks alone, mm-hmm. holds her own hand, and Kelsey's back at the car. And this is when like I was just like, "Girl, I fucking love you guys." She said, "I know your mom's going to be looking down on you at this moment and she's going to be so happy." I was not expecting that. It just made the moment like that much more special.
Yeah. It was nice.
With Kelsey's proposal, did you catch this? I feel like Joey was given the classic "but" line, but he didn't execute it the way he was supposed to. So remember Courtney Robertson said, like, they are told to do like a, "You're everything I ever wanted, but I want all of you and more now." Like, just some stupid ass line. Because he goes, "Today has been really difficult. Something, something difficult. But there is nothing difficult about choosing you." But the thing is, he didn't do the pause. So if you guys rewind back, it's like, "This day has been really difficult, but there is nothing difficult about..." It was just too seamless. You had to leave a... Mm. You should have paused a little bit in there. I definitely clocked that because I thought that was poorly executed, Joey.
No, but in a way, amazingly executed, because I don't think they should do the little...
No, I know.
But it's not nice. Like, the way Gary did that to Teresa was moy sad. That was like... too much. Because you could see her like accepting for a hot second that she wasn't going to get picked. And then it was like, "You're the one I can't live without." And she was like, "Ah."
Aww. I feel like me and Michael Stagliano counted it as like 8 Mississippis or something. Like, it was insane.
I wish we heard a little bit more from Gary and Teresa.
I know.
Why didn't we hear from them at all, did we?
No. I don't know. I wish they did. So they get engaged. I feel this when they do get engaged on the show, I typically believe it. But like, I feel like Kelsey is just like head over heels in love with this man. Like, I'm so, so happy for her. They're so fucking cute. So we're back at the after the final rose. At this moment, you thought it was going to be Daisy that was announced?
I was a little worried. Her dress was very sequiny. Oh. I was like, "Ooh, that is a bachelorette dress if I've ever seen one." Yeah. They're giving her all the bachelorette lines, the bachelorette time. They have her
that
back
spray
out
tan.
There. That spray tan. I was worried.
Well, the second I saw her walk out, I was like, "That's it. Done." Then I was like, "Okay, it's going to be her and Maria." I truly did not think for a second ABC would turn their back on like the cash cow that is Maria because she comes with such a following. Like, I am shocked to my core, but we'll get there. So Daisy walks out. I wrote in my notes, "Glam, glam, glam." Like, the hair, the dress, like, that is a bachelorette dress.
Like, they called the stylist for that one. You know what I mean? Like, she was styled.
That was styled, hair, makeup, tan, everything. Did you catch when Jesse's like, "And coming up, the next bachelorette, could it be this woman right here?" So shut the fuck up, Jesse. We don't know yet who it's going to be. Like, can you not make jokes like that? I thought that was him spoiling it.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.
Yeah, but then that also gave me a little bit of pause because I'm like, well, if it is her, he's not going to say it like that.
I know. I thought it was her, and he's just really bad at teasing things.
Well, I thought it was kind of a classic, like, it's not Gabby. It's not Rachel. It's Gabby and Rachel. So when he was saying, oh, could it be this person right here? Then he would come back and be like, oh, it's not just Daisy. It's also Maria. That's really what I thought was going to happen.
Did you get nervy when you saw what Maria was wearing in the audience, though?
Yes, I did.
Because I was like, okay, so if it's Daisy and Maria, Daisy's in a fucking gown that's sparkly and she has an updo and Maria's just in a black dress. Like, that's not right. But then I was like, it doesn't matter. Maria has the personality that'll, like, it doesn't matter what she wears. I really was, like, justifying it in my head.
Yeah. I even thought, too, and I guess, like, I'm jumping a little bit, but we can get to it. Once they had already announced Jen, and then at the end, they're like, and Maria, what do you have to say about this? It was like the credits were already rolling. Like, the show was over, but they were like, Maria, what do you have to say about this? And she was like, you know, she was starting to say how she's so happy for Jen and she loves her. And I was like, oh my God, is she going to be announced too? But no, the show ended.
I thought that too. Now, you're saying the credits are rolling. It's like when you have the Academy Award speech and like the mic turns off. Like, they're like, Maria, what do you think? And like, literally she said one sentence and then it like cut off.
I know. But I thought that was maybe going to be her coming down for, and then they would do two bachelorettes.
I thought that for a second as well. Also, Jesse teased that Kelsey's smoke show fucking dad, even my mom texted me and was like, who is that man?
Oh my God, get your mom on the Golden.
I literally wrote her, but I mean, that'll never happen. But also, I wouldn't be able to handle anyone saying anything about my mom. Like, I would literally like murder people. So it's for the best. Yeah. And she's like, would never in a million years. Although she thinks he's super hot. And he is. Jesse saying that, like, who knows? Maybe we'll see you on the Golden Bachelor. Like, Jesse, don't make promises you can't keep. And you can't keep most of your promises.
All of them. He's so good at that, making promises he can't keep.
And there's going to be a gem from Leslie's season that's going to go on to be the Golden Bachelor. And by the time the Golden Bachelor comes, no offense, but we are going to forget about Kelsey's dad.
Oh, I thought he was hinting that maybe Kelsey's dad would be a contestant on Golden Bachelorette.
Oh, I didn't think that. Yes,
like in the same way Matt James's mom was on Golden. Remember that? That was so random.
So random. And like, she didn't even get any screen time.
I know.
Once again, didn't even click with that. Even the wrong word seemed too right.
So true.
So yeah, maybe we'll see him. He'll be like a plant though. He'll be on Leslie's season and they'll make him purposely come in second.
I'm starting to also now get worried that Golden Bachelorette is not going to be Leslie.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. Someone's wrong. I don't know. I don't have faith in the show.
Okay, it has to be Kathy, who it's not. Susan, maybe. Leslie, maybe. Sandra, I would like that, but I don't think. So
they're going to do the same. Like Joan or someone. Who knows?
They're not going to do, if they were going to do Joan, they'd be inviting Joan back.
Or what about Faith? Even though Faith wasn't there, but...
They're not going to do Faith, guys. They're not going to, like, bring... Like, if they...
But why won't they just announce Leslie? What are we waiting for here?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did you catch they said Bachelorette's not coming back till July? Does that mean we have a whole break? Kind of slay for us, if so. I'm like, yee!
Wait, that's weird, because then I wonder what would come first. Reality Steve said on his podcast that Bachelorette filming is literally starting, like, this week. I mean, it would have to be in at least the summer.
Well, that would make sense. Like, so April, May, June, like they finish up and then they
have to. Yeah. I don't think you can physically make it. Okay. So I was writing with Steve and I was like, I think it's going to be the dual season thing that I've been predicting all season.
Yeah.
And he's like, he said something about timing, like there's not enough time. And I'm like, okay, it's not enough time for a full season each. But what if they each got two mini seasons? Kind of like how Gabby and Rachel had together, but it would be separate. I was just trying to think of all the ways it could happen because I could not predict an outcome that wouldn't be Maria. I really couldn't.
I know.
So, okay.
So let's get into it.
So Jesse says we're going to announce the next Bachelorette. He then says, could it be this person, Daisy? But I'm like, so people are cheering and I'm like, I bet there are people that are watching this that thought that was the announcement. But he carefully said, could it be?
Right.
With a question. And the whole time I'm like waiting for her to say like, yes, I can't believe she said no. Like he basically gave it to her on a silver platter.
Yeah. I think they've set it up though, where that like maybe in a year or so, she can always come back and do it. I do think they really like her. She obviously has like a really great story and she's super cute. Like I think she could have done well.
Yeah.
If she needs more time, she needs more time. I don't think this is the last we're going to see of Daisy. I think she could potentially come back and do
it. That's fair. Yeah, no, that's true. I do like, though, that they had that conversation with her because I think it sets the future Bachelorette up a little bit better because at least the Daisy stans won't come after her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't do that with Maria. So I'm already seeing online like people being negative about this announcement. And I'll say this. I have been wanting like an Asian lead for so long. I think they're long overdue for that. And Jen is drop dead gorgeous. I loved her on Joey's season. I think to announce her though and not have any setup or build up with it was where they kind of fell flat.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't they say, like, so Daisy is passing on the role, but Joey had a bunch of amazing women this season. Let's take a look at a clip to kind of, like, bring us back to that moment of, like, Joey's other women. To just announce Jen, I feel like we've said this on this show, like, there has to be a time of where it's relevant.
Yeah.
And it would have been a few episodes ago. Now I feel like we're, honestly, Maria even felt like a little bit of a reach because we just watched this whole thing with Daisy and Kelsey. And Maria felt like it would have been a reach, but like she was a little more relevant.
No, I agree. Yeah, no, I'm surprised too. I think they could have either like set her up for it better in her exit from the show. And then, yeah, like you're saying, like announced her quicker, not waiting all the way till the end of this season. And yeah, I just want to be very clear. Like my opinions on this are nothing against Jen. I think she's wonderful. She's gorgeous. Obviously, I want there to be an Asian lead on this show. So I don't want people to like misunderstand me when I'm saying that like I would have preferred Maria, but I just think it's like really frustrating that they're not setting their leads up with storylines for success. And that's nothing against Jen. That's just like the way the show has framed these narratives is just like they kind of like let her storyline fall to the wayside. We had 16 other storylines and now we're circling back without any like context. They're just not setting her up for a good run. And that's frustrating. And it's frustrating as a viewer to be like, huh? Like who? This person from like weeks ago?
And I would have felt this way if this was Lexi too, actually.
Yeah.
Though. Like it's a lot of people from the season that like you were rooting for several episodes ago, but now it seems like we are so far removed from it. That's honestly exactly how I feel about Joan. When everyone was saying Joan, Joan, Joan for Golden Bachelorette, I'm like, guys, like it's been seven episodes. They're not gonna go that far back when we've moved on.
Yeah.
I just feel like to pluck her without – I think tonight's announcement could have been better. I think they could have done a better job with it. And I'm also disappointed in, like, they did such a great job at shedding light and standing up for Rachel for the hate that she got this season, which is absolutely disgusting. And I'm already seeing it with Jen. And I just feel like ABC should have done a better job with this announcement and made it like a more relevant thing. I feel like because it feels like it's coming out of nowhere is why she's getting hate. Or maybe maybe she's not. I just saw it on Twitter. So I don't know if like, hopefully it's not directed towards her. But like, you know that this season, the Maria people and the Daisy people have been like vicious if you side with someone other than their person. I'm nervous for Jen.
Yeah.
To be honest.
No, I am too. I just feel like the show, with Paradise last season and this choice, they just seem at times like so out of touch with what the audience is like leaning towards and what the audience wants. I just don't really get it. Like, can they get some fresh blood in there to kind of like spice this up, understand like how to produce a show, because it just seems like the people that are working there are just so out of touch.
I honestly, I'm like genuinely confused though, because I've never seen so much push for a Bachelorette lead in a really long time. Like, and it actually brought me back to Chris Soules' season when they're like, we've never seen so much push for a Bachelorette split. There was just as many people rooting for Caitlyn as they were for Britt. So then they did the freaking two Bachelorette thing. That's what it reminded me of. And that's why I was like, okay, maybe they're going to utilize both of them.
Mm-hmm.
to not have either of them is just like crazy. That's just crazy to me. Everyone was very excited about Maria. And again, like I think Kelsey said it herself, two things can be true at one time. We can be shocked that Maria didn't get it, but also be so excited for Jen. And I know she's going to be phenomenal. I think these guys are going to like drop dead over this woman.
Yeah.
So I just want everyone to remember that though too, and not take like, I think people in general are just very surprised because of how hardcore the fans were for one person that I wonder like what the reason was. I cannot wait till Maria probably goes on Nick Viall's podcast and is
and
asked.
Talks about it. Yeah, well, there it's has like, what are they going to do with, like, they're just going to let a character like Maria just fall by the wayside? Like, if there's not going to be any paradise, like, we're just going to lose Maria?
I don't think we will. I think she'll be like a Susan in the sense that, like, they'll just keep bringing her back for everything.
Yeah, I feel like she deserves better than that. More. Yeah, I don't want to just see her for, like, little cameos, like, hosting a date or showing up at these, like, live shows. Like, I want to actually, like, see more of her story. I'm invested in a way that I was not invested in Susan. Like, we're not invested in Susan's story. We just, like, enjoy her personality.
Maria is the modern day Susan to me.
Okay.
In the sense that I feel like everyone is like obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that Kelsey said the two things can be true at the same time. You say that a lot. Like,
yeah, I love to live in the gray. I really do. I don't think anything as I'm wearing a gray sweater, but like, I don't think everything's so black and white. I think so many things can be true at the same time, always as a rule of thumb in life. So it's not that deep, guys. Just because you say you like something doesn't mean you hate something else. Like, yes. And the internet loves to, like, jump down that hole. And it's just
that classic
not.
Meme. It's like, I love oranges. And they're like, so that means you hate apples?
Right. Like, and it's like, guys.
Speaking of, it's not that deep. We haven't told you guys officially on the podcast yet, but we have limited time Touch Grass merch. Mm-hmm. You guys are obsessed. Like, we've gotten such good feedback. And this is a sweatshirt. Well, first, on the front, it says Touch Grass. And on the back, it says It's Not That Serious. And we have really cute colors. Mm-hmm. This is like a sweatshirt that I feel like people will wear at night to the beach this summer. Like, it's like cute and trendy. You're wearing your hair in a messy bun. It's a sweatshirt, but it's like hot. It's like cute.
It's a hot girl boardwalk sweatshirt if I've ever seen one. Yeah.
So you can check it out. The link to that will be in the episode description. I also have it pinned on my Instagram, like, what's it called? Like a story pin?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but it says merch. But this is actually a limited time. There's only, like, I think a few days left. So a lot of you guys have already placed your orders. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. We placed orders. We're literally getting.
I'm so excited for mine.
I'm getting the purple.
I'm getting green for grass.
Yeah, she like really wanted to make sure that there was green.
Okay, it's important. If you guys feel the same, sound off.
Our two best sellers are purple and green.
Well, there you go.
No one has bought the black. I just always throw black in for merch because I feel like there's always going to be someone that like doesn't like color. But in this case, everyone's loving like the color.
Yeah, I feel like black, it just like doesn't go with like the fun font of the sweatshirt. So I feel like the colors are more fun. But black's good for just like a neutral, I don't know, for the boys, if there's any boys who want a sweatshirt. But boys can wear pink sweatshirts too. I'm not generalizing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wear whatever. I just think whenever we've done merch, that's always a staple. You always have a black one. So, yeah. I mean, whatever. You don't have to get the black one. We don't have inventory. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. No, the other three, it's pink, purple, and like a mint green. And they're just such cute summer colors. So you're going to want to check them out and support what we're standing for. Like, it's not that serious. You need to go touch grass. You don't have to send hate to anyone on the show. And we don't have to take everything so fucking seriously.
It's true.
Jesse Palmer doesn't.
So true. You think Jesse Palmer's losing sleep about this show? No. He is cashing his check and going to bed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this season was like, I don't know why it felt like it was so long. Like, I very much enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun with you recapping it. Mm-hmm. But when I was thinking about it, I'm like, this feels like this has been, what is it, 84 years?
Exactly 84 years. Yeah. I know. It feels like six lifetimes ago when we were like going back and forth, whether like, oh, are we recapping? What's going on? Like, doesn't that feel like a lifetime ago? So much has happened.
Also letting you guys know it's now after midnight and we are wrapping up our recap, which still needs to be edited. So give your girls a little love in the morning.
I know.
Because then tomorrow we're also recording.
Yeah. No, we've been up at it. We've had a day since like, I'm sure you've been up at the same. I was up at like 7, worked out. We recorded sound off for later in the week. I worked. I had a whole day. I ran home right at 8 o'clock, watched the show. Mm-hmm. Ay, ay, ay.
Not bad for two girls with no talent.
Right.
No one said that.
But we are sleepy. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up. Overall, I think that was a really good season. I'm so pumped for Jen. I can't wait to see the guys react to her. And I think this isn't the last we'll see of Maria, to be honest. I feel like they have something in store. I do.
I hope so. And I hope
they're
going to
make her like a co-host.
Host a date. Yeah, I don't want that. I want.
No, what if she's like a host?
I don't think they'll do that. But even if they did, I wouldn't want it.
I think Maria not being chosen as Bachelorette has pushed me more towards Bachelor in Paradise's coming back, actually. I really don't think...
Like, it's just radicalized me to hate the show more.
What does radicalized mean?
Like, now I'm radicalized. Like, I'm ready to start a revolution. I'm like... Oh. On the fringes of, I don't know.
I just can't get over how confident, how I said I wouldn't bet $5 trillion that guy's name was Sean. Uh-huh. Like, I would bet $5 trillion that it was going to be Maria.
Oh my God, you'd be out so much money.
I would be in the hole.
Yeah.
So congrats to Jen. Congrats to Kelsey. Congrats to Joey. Daisy, you look like you're like, she's like happy and healthy and she's like focused on herself and that's awesome. So congrats to everyone involved. Thank you to our sponsors, Honeylove and Lola V. The links to those brands will be in our episode descriptions. We use these products literally every single day, so go check them out. And is that it, Jackie?
I think that's it, Stephanie.
Okay. Goodbye, bitches.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.